will revolutionize.
The future of radio.
You're weak. Unsure of yourself.
Actually,
the fact that you possess a sense of morality and we do not gives us an evolutionary advantage.
CyberstationUSA.com.
And if history has proven anything,
there's another problem with TV, believe it or not.
It is that evolution always wins.
This is CyberStation USA, America's unique online experience.
This is Jack DeJohnette, inviting you to join me in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson-Jones on Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the CyberStationUSA.com radio network.
Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson-Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, stay a while, and enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists, as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. This week we're at the Newport Jazz Festival, talking with drummer Jack DeJohnette. This is his return visit to the Jazz Room. In this part one of our interview, Jack talks about his latest CD project, Made in Chicago. He and his band have created their own musical sound and language to communicate with each other to make something fascinating. Right now you're listening to 10 Minutes from Made in Chicago. Jack DeJohnette. Enjoy.
Yeah. Well, Richard Abrams, Roscoe Mitchell, Mary Gray, Henry Threadgill, myself, Jack DeJohnette. Thank you, Chicago, so much. We really, really enjoyed playing for you. May the great spirit bless you, keep you. Peace. Good night. Thank you.
Welcome to the Jazz Room, Jack DeJohnette. Welcome back.
Yeah, nice to be back.
Hey, you know, is Made in Chicago the follow-up project from Sound Travels, or hey, you have anything in between there?
Well, not really. I mean, it's just, you know, Made in Chicago happened in a way as a result of the Chicago Jazz Festival inviting me to be honored or featured in the festival series in 2013, I think. So when they asked me to come, you know, the people that came to mind was Muhar Richard Abrams, Roscoe Mitchell, Henry Threadgill, and Larry Gray, who I'd worked with before in Chicago at Chicago Jazz Showcase, Joe Siegel's famous place. Anyway, so when they asked me, I said, yeah, that's where I want to come. Everybody got really excited. And we all played together in the mid-60s. And, you know, the AACM is something that Roscoe and Muhar actually officially started. Muhar had an experimental orchestra, which Henry and Roscoe, Joseph Jarman, Malachi Favors were all a part of. I left a year before the art ensemble, but the AACM was formed. So, you know, there is a connection there, but we always played music together. And the great thing about our relationship was that it encouraged everybody's individual voice and the collective concept of having conversation together musically, and everybody as individual composers and improvisers.
Yeah, because I was listening to you at the with your opening number when we were out front, and it has a spiritual feeling to it almost. A spiritual feeling. Oh, yeah. It's kind of like there's a connection, and you can feel it. And you keep feeling something getting ready to happen. Mm-hmm. And then something else comes. And then you feel that makes something else want to come happen again. I could kept feeling that all the way through.
Well, you know, everybody has that connection and has that intention when we play the music. It's really about listening.
Yes.
So it's a listening ensemble. So we, you know, we listen and we wait for the spaces. We feel the energy and we go with it. And we also respect everybody's individuality and what we can bring collectively to the overall intention behind the music.
Yeah. Let's listen to another cut from Jack's CD, Made in Chicago, titled Leave, Don't Go Away. Thank you. You are in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. We continue with part one of our interview with Jack DeJohnette at the Newport Jazz Festival. So, tell us about the AACM, the American Association.
Well, you know, the AACM is something that, you know, is Mujal and Roscoe Mitchell. Mujal started it in Chicago for the, you know, as an alternative to and a place where that encourages development of individual writers and composers of another kind of level of improvisational music. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Roscoe Henry and Mujal, just to name a few other people that came out of that, you know, Lester Bowie and Malachi Favors, Joseph Jarman. Again, it was about, you know, the honoring the spirit of the individual and the collectiveness of what those individual voices bring to the collective improvisation. Yeah. But, you know, the AACM is still going on, celebrating 50 years.
I was going to ask that, yes.
So there's a lot of events going on with that. I mean, it's still, there's a big base in Chicago still. But, you know, when the art ensemble went to Europe and things like that, you know, the AACM began to get a worldwide recognition. So, you know, a lot of different people have come out of there, you know, Leroy Jenkins, just to name a few. So, it's still going on and still carrying that same banner of a highly personalized individual and collective improvisation, and also the development of people, a level of player that can spontaneously improvise and, you know, compose a musical work that sounds completed.
Jack DeJohnette has logged 50 years in the music business. Here's a 1969 recording titled Papa, Daddy, and Me from the CD, The Jack DeJohnette Complex.
Thank you.
This ends part one of our interview with Jack DeJohnette at the Newport Jazz Festival. In part two, Jack will talk more about his work in Chicago and what he sees on the horizon for new projects. Learn more about him at www.jackdejohnette.com. We've come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. We love hearing from you. You can now find the Jazz Room on Twitter, hashtag at Ms. Jazz Kitty, or you may email through the Jazz Room page of my website, joanwatsonjones.com. Until next time, you've been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
Before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shake-up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyber Fusion USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.